We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good Minute Hummel podcast, and we got Robbie Hummel.
I'd known you since you were a kid.
I could blow my knee out, both knees, and still kick your ass.
We're trying to find the Robbie Hummel statue.
I wanted to kill you.
All right, welcome back. Another episode of Goodman and Hummel Pod. I'm Jeff Goodman. He's Robbie Hummel. And listen, you had a big week, a lot of games. You got another big week. There's no rest for the weary, Rob.
Did you have a big week of coffee shops? And did you go to any games this week?
Towson, Charleston. That's a big one. All right. Big win for Towson.
Look at you working hard.
You know what's kind of fun, though? I will say this. Being able to walk to a game. Like, when's the last time you were able to just, like, walk, leave your place and walk to a game? It doesn't
Well, yesterday, I could have yesterday, but it was 3 degrees in Champaign. The hotel is like, my Uber driver thought I was insane. It was like $10 to go 2 blocks.
Yeah,
I don't but it was necessary. I needed to do it because it was 3 degrees out.
You are soft too. Let's be honest, you've gotten soft.
Last time I walked to the game had to be maybe the Atlantis tournament.
Yeah,
for Atlantis. I mean, they put us at the not the Royal Tower.
Better tower than I got. Yeah. I got the crappy tower.
Yeah, you were complaining about the Atlantis and how
no water. We had no water.
That's right. Yeah, we were at a different part, and then you just kind of walk to the water park, go in through the Royal Tower, and make your way to a ballroom, and then you just watch or call the game or the players would play, and then you'd walk right back. That's probably the last time, honestly.
All right, let's talk about the big news of the weekend. Yeah. It wasn't, to me, Kansas losing to West Virginia. I think it was Big Z. Yep. Vonimir Ivicic, Rob, made his debut. The 7-2 Croatian. He committed, I think back in April. He committed. I remember texting a couple NBA guys. They were like split on him. One of them, I remember texting me and said he's soft. He's always hurt. I don't think he's going to fit in well with Cal. He was admitted into school in early October, came October 12th, I think. NCAA didn't clear him. The school took a while to clear him. And then the NCAA didn't clear him. He missed 16
because of his pro status before?
Correct. That's right. So they cleared him right before the game on Saturday against Georgia. The Bulldogs probably had no idea who he was. I'm sure he wasn't on their scout at all. And this dude comes out and he looks like Nikola Jokic. He is throwing behind the back passes. He's draining threes. He's blocking shots. I mean, legitimately, you watch the first like 5 minutes for Big Z. Like, what did you think?
I mean, everything that you just said. I think that from looking at a big picture for Kentucky, and look, give John Calipari a lot of credit. We dogged him for his offense last year, and they are a totally different team. Last year, they were.
You were ready to force him into retirement. You were ready to force John Calipari.
You were the one. I said that he needed to change his offense, and they're playing a different way. And it helps that they've got guys that can shoot. But they're shooting a good amount of threes. They play super fast. They've got guards that can go into isolation. Reed Shepard has been awesome. And now you add this guy. That how tall is he? Is he seven foot?
Seven two.
Protects the rim. I guess the one complaint you can have about Kentucky is they did give up like 90-something points to Georgia. But from an offensive standpoint, you know, you already have some really skilled players. And now you add a super skilled five. He did like every possible thing. You know, it's like the anti-trillion that Titus used to talk about. He got a tech.
So we're going to call him the threes. Let's just deem him the anti-Titus.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he logged every stat possible. Assist, behind the back assist. He missed a dunk. He made a dunk. He made a couple threes. He got a tech. He blocked shots. You can see how skilled that dude is. He's 7'2". That's impressive. I mean, Kentucky, as if they needed any more help offensively, they already play fast. They don't turn it over. They shoot it. This is like a team in the NBA getting like a really good pickup at the deadline. That's what this is like.
That's actually true. That's true. Because, you know, I thought Rob, like he missed all this time. How is a freshman? Now he's 20. He's not 18. He's 20.
Well, this is also one game. Like he could go 0 for 10.
That's where I was going next.
The expectations now are going to be through the roof for this guy, but it is impressive to have not played in a real game and come out and play the way that he did. Cause that's not easy to do.
Yeah. I'm going to see him tomorrow night, actually at South Carolina.
And you're going to the game.
I'm going to grind it out. Go take a drive to Columbia.
How far of a drive is that?
2 hours.
30. Oh, wow. Look at you.
All right. Look at you. You're all impressed of it to make a 2 hour drive.
I am. I'm impressed when you do anything outside of just log into Zoom and do podcasts. That's what you are these days. You're just a podcaster. You're nothing more.
This is awful. You know, who was there for you when you made your return to college basketball? Who was there for you?
Somebody tweeted that at us, and I wanted to be like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit that he was there?
But I didn't. Forget. How quickly you forget, you know? There was the old Jeff
that I knew was at the Peach Jam. He was at the Nike Super Showcase. He was that was a hungry Jeff Goodman. Now he is well fed in many ways.
I actually got a text, a DM from from Greg Doyle of the Indy Star. And this is what he texted, right? So just
this is your former coworker at CBS, correct?
That's right. Former coworker at CBS, now works for the Indy Star. He was at the Purdue women's game, by the way, which Purdue lost, Indiana won.
Okay.
So Doyle said,
your checks are going for tuition there.
That's right. He said, hey, man, your daughter's a chip off the old block. She's standing near the hoop for all the IU women's basketball warm-ups studying. After the game, she was in the hall afterward to meet Purdue coach Katie. How do you pronounce her
Gerald,
last name?
You're a real pro, Katie Gerald.
After the post-game media conference. She's a worker like you.
See, that just means that Greg knows the old you. And it means that Talia got everything from her mom. That's what that means. That's what I think that means.
That is true. That is very, very true. All right, back to Kentucky. So if I was saying to you right now, there are three teams you can take to win the whole thing. Would it be, well, I'm going to say it. Like, who are your three? Who are the three teams you're betting your house, the Robbie Hummel Mansion, on three teams right now that you have that can win the whole thing this year?
I think I know my three.
Go ahead.
Purdue, UConn, and I'll go Kentucky.
Wow. Wow. Look at this.
Yeah.
The faith you have.
I'm on the hype train.
No faith in Cal a year ago, and now you're putting your house, the Hummel Mansion.
I just think they have so many offensive pieces that – that's going to be a nightmare to guard in the NCAA tournament. So yeah, I'm with it.
But do they, because their defense right now, they have so many young guys, and let's face it, Reeves and Trey Mitchell are not great defenders. Big Z, while he can block some shots, he looked completely lost at times defensively. How much does that concern you?
I mean, I said that earlier, that is the concern, is that their defense is what? Oh boy, 73rd KenPom.
Yeah. See?
The profile to win, what it's like every year for the last, 15 years, everybody that wins is like top 25 in offensive and defensive efficiency.
Yes.
All right. I might need to rethink this then.
Yeah, I don't want you to lose.
I didn't think it was 73rd. I thought it was more like in the high 30s.
I think it was. I think it slipped lately, to be honest. I think
giving up 99 to Georgia or whatever they did will probably do that.
That's why their KenPom overall numbers
is 17,
isn't as high as what you think.
Yeah, they gave 96 to Georgia, 77 Mississippi State, 92 to A&M. Oh, that was overtime. Man, yeah, that's right. But they do score. Dang. That's a concern. That's going to be the concern. What are your thoughts on Auburn?
You know, we talked to Bruce Pearl the other night, and I remember having a conversation with Bruce, and he admitted it preseason. I asked him, I'm like, what you ask everybody you talk to, you're bullshitting before the season, like, what do you think of your team? It's like, yeah, I think we're like somewhere between like, you know, we're probably sixth in the SEC. We're probably the sixth best team in the SEC. I think part of it is, again, you say that looking at your team compared to previous teams of your own. And you're not looking around the country and saying like, well, Arkansas isn't what I thought they were going to be. Alabama is not nearly as high powered as we thought they were going to be. Tennessee, Kentucky are really good right now. But are there other dominant teams in the SEC? No. So Auburn's kind of slid in there without an NBA, probably without an NBA player.
Like, but their schedule has been pretty favorable. Like the teams that they play in the non-conference, like Notre Dame is not.
That's true.
Nearly as good this year. Virginia Tech has not been good this year. Indiana has not been good this year. Bruce Pearl scheduled big programs. Yeah. They just USC. You think that they're not good.
No, you're right.
And then you look at who they've played in SEC play. You know, like A&M is their best win.
And they have
Tyrese Radford back.
Yeah.
Yep. He's back. All right, that's good. I mean, they beat them. They're a good team. But then LSU, Vandy, and Ole Miss, those are probably three of the bottom five teams in the SEC.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
As you guys know by now, we've partnered with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68 each and every week of the college basketball season. We have a special offer that will be available starting on Tuesday, January 9th, and running through Monday, February 12th, the morning after Super Bowl 58. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, in honor of the big game, you can use the bonus code FIELD158 and you'll get $158 in free bets on your first wager with BetMGM, regardless of whether or not you win that first bet. Here's how you make it work. Download the BetMGM app. Sign up using the bonus code FIELD158. Deposit at least $5 and place your first wager on any game. You'll receive $158 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your bet. Just make sure that you use that bonus code FIELD158 when you sign up. And remember, BetMGM is now available under one wallet in select states. As a New Jersey resident, this is super convenient when I have to go cover games in New York or Philly, which happens quite a bit. When you cross state borders, you just log into your existing account and fire away. You don't have to create separate accounts in each state. It's easy, it's simple, it's clean. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the heart of the college basketball season. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops odd boosts, and my favorite, a nice juicy parlay boost. So download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Field 158.
Right. The SEC is not high powered at the top. Like we thought the depth would be better at the top, like 5, 6, 7, really good. But A&M's been pretty disappointing for the most part.
The injuries that they, I mean, Radford missed a lot of time.
A&M and Arkansas are two that you thought they were going to be really good, and they haven't been. Now, there's been some teams that have been better. South Carolina's been a lot better. And Auburn's,
15-3.
Auburn's been terrific. You know, I think he's just done it. If you look at it, most of his players, other than Aiden Holloway and Denver Jones, have been in the program. So he didn't have a – now, he lost a bunch of dudes in the portal that, like, you thought were going to have a chance to be really good that were highly touted. But I feel like Bruce does a better job with a bunch of dogs, with a bunch of guys that aren't super highly recruited. You know, Jabari Smith he did a nice job with. But for the most part –
And Walker Kessler was at North Carolina.
Right.
their team was pretty good with some pretty good players.
All right, let's get to Terrence Shannon Jr. You were there yesterday when he made his return. I think they were 4-2 without him.
They did a nice job without him. They were 4-2.
Well, I call 3-2 because one of them was FDU. So I say they won 3 of 5. Legitimate games.
No respect to Fairleigh Dickinson from
Jeff. No respect for FDU right now. Not for that. But Shannon was suspended. He was able to play. A judge ruled that he's able to play for the time being while he continues to go through the legal process. And we don't know what that means. We have no idea. Like he might not be able to finish the season. We have no idea. He might be found innocent. He might be found guilty. It's
But I don't. With the way the courts move, I don't think he'll be found innocent or guilty before the season ends. I think it would just be the situation changes. Would be, you know, whether that's the TRO, which I think is the legal jargon for an injunction, or it's something changes with the case. Then I think that this is going to take a while.
Can you talk because I've done this before. I've been a part of broadcasts where. Things like this have happened, and you go on the air, and especially with this one, this isn't like a clear cut, easy one to talk about, Rob, because again, we don't know all the specifics of this, and like it's hard. I've known, and I said this the other day, I've known Terrence Shannon Jr. for a long time, and what I can talk about are my personal experiences with Terrence Shannon Jr., and he seems like a sweet, sweet kid. Who's well-spoken, who's all about the team, who's gotten so much better. That's all I can speak about right now. And I have a 20-year-old daughter. So, again, I'm not immune to the person right now who's the alleged victim right now. And we don't know all the circumstances. We don't know all the – I mean, we know what we read, but we don't know what's true, what's not in these situations. So it's really hard because as media members, we get crucified and all we can say is like, okay, here are the facts. Here are the facts.
Well, I'm not, you know, Jay Billis would be the one guy that would be even close to being qualified to speak on a legal case because he's actually a lawyer. I have no law background. Like you said, you can read what's out there. You can read the court report, but I think that some of that is really difficult to read just from sometimes the legal jargon can be a lot. It's a lot of, you know, it's just, it's not
100 pages.
Yeah. Right. So, Jay would be the one guy that could actually speak and have a legitimate, I don't even want to say opinion, but understanding of what everything means. So I think in your situation, when you were doing a game like this, the facts are stated, and then, you know, I can speak about what his return means to the team. I can speak about how it's difficult to play or shoot well when you haven't played, you know, but it's a very hard and kind of strange situation to find yourself in because it
is.
You just don't know. You don't know what happened. I don't want to be, you don't want to be insensitive to the person that is accusing him of this.
Right.
But at the same time, there's a real thing of due process, and a federal judge ruled that he can play. You know, Illinois went through their protocols and they suspended him, and that process played out. I guess their system worked, you could say, where they put him in a suspension, and then a federal judge said, no, you can't do that. So that's what the facts are, and it was interesting.
Yeah, what was the... All right, so before the impact of Terrence Shannon Jr. coming back, tell me what the atmosphere was like there.
I mean, he got like a big ovation when he checked in. Every time he scored, it was a big ovation. They were obviously happy to see him back on the floor.
Was there any pushback?
I didn't see any pushback. No,
none. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting when he goes on the road.
Now Wednesday will be a different beast. That's going to be play. It's at Northwestern. There will be a lot of Illinois fans there, but that's a pretty good student section that Chris Collins has, formed over the last couple of years. It used to be that place was like a neutral or even away game at sometimes for Northwestern. That won't be the case. It will be really hard. And when he goes into some of the other not that this is good, this is not a good thing, but when he goes to like Michigan State or some of these like really big places, I cannot imagine what that's going to be like. It's going to be a lot.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern with him. Obviously, he didn't make shots early yesterday. He's still probably, you know, obviously you got to get your legs back, your timing back, all that. But right out of the gates, he had two assists that were terrific.
He's a tank in transition. I mean, he has the burst and the power that I don't know if anybody else has in college basketball.
I agree.
I keep coming back to, I haven't seen anybody that reminds, and D. Brown did not have the power of Terrence Shannon, but the speed and just the ability to be like the one man fast break. That was what D got hyped on. And he should have, because he was amazing at it. Terrence Shannon is like getting the ball, putting his head down and just going through guys. I mean, it's just, you cannot stop him in transition. It's really incredible.
He's the one guy, Rob, like you look around the country and a lot of guys, like even, okay, Purdue, let's say Purdue, for example, they don't have a dude you can just give the ball to and just say, hey, go make a play in the half court. Like Terrence Shannon has that ability right now.
Well, they don't run anything for him.
They don't need to.
They put him in pick and roll. They get him in transition. They don't have to.
Nope.
So, you know, I think he's a really, really good player. There's a reason he was playing like a first team All-American, and the physical tools he possesses are unique to, I think, Terrence Shannon in college basketball this year.
There is nothing in sports better than the heart of the college basketball season, which is why I need to tell you guys about our partners over at Rhythm. If you're into sports betting, you need Rhythm, the place for data-backed props and picks. For those that are unfamiliar, Rhythm, spelled R-I-T-H-M-M, is the go-to mobile app for player props and game picks. Backed by AI predictive models, Rhythm helps you make smarter and faster betting decisions across all sports, but particularly college hoops, where there are as many as 150 games a day during conference play, many of which have softer lines at BetMGM than you'll find in the NFL or the NBA. With Rhythm, you get data-backed picks for every Division I game every day. Users get free picks daily with the ability to upgrade to unlimited access. And for those of you already using modeling, you can build custom sports betting models within the Rhythm app itself. I am a Rhythm user, and I found that I've been a better bettor when I focus on lines where my gut and Rhythm's modeling are aligned. When I think UConn can cover on the road against Butler and Rhythm backs that up, we fire. But Rhythm also helps lead you to plays that you didn't know you needed to make. Like, for example, when the data says bet the over in UMass Lowell versus New Hampshire because you have a 61% edge on that line, you bet the over and you bink. So if you want to increase your edge and win more bets, go to the link in the description below and download Rithm today. That's RITHMM, the place for data-backed props and picks.
Can Illinois, with Terrence Shannon Jr. back now and having time back with him, can they be a Final Four team? Like, are they your number four? Like if I did your power rankings there and you picked the Kentucky as your
My Kentucky pick is waffling, but I'll stay with it for the I didn't realize their defense was
for the
that
sake of the show. Thought of. For the sake of the show, you have to stay with it.
That's fine. I'll stay with Kentucky.
Is Illinois right there? Is I guess what I'm saying. Are they,
with Shannon back, they were a good team without him. I think that they can be a Final Four team with him. Now, does he play the rest of the year? I have no idea. Like he might not be playing in 2 weeks.
If he does.
I think that I think that they could be a Final Four team if he does.
My biggest concern before the Shannon suspension was point guard playing Ty Rogers. He has gotten better.
They've honestly been fine. They just do it by committee. Yes. DeMass brings it up. Rogers brings it up. Shannon will bring it up. You know, I guess if a team – I don't think who even presses like this anymore. If you had like Nolan Richardson's Arkansas team, maybe you'd be concerned, but no one does that anymore. So I don't think it's a problem, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a team that has
– Dude, the Illinois fans are going to kill you. For coming back and being like, I think they might be a final. You were literally saying they might not make the tournament last week.
And I think Terrence Shannon is the second best player in college basketball.
They were going to make the tournament, dude. That was such a dramatic take.
It was not. They were 3-2. They lost to Maryland at home.
Jeff, then they went and won at Michigan. They were going to make the tournament. They were going to make the tournament.
Michigan, the Fab Five played?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying – a road win in conference play by 15 is probably like they almost came back at Purdue. They beat Michigan State at home. Now, granted, I know that Michigan State has been a little bit up and down. They would have made the tournament.
They wouldn't have made it. I said as a 10
seed. Yes, you were. You were saying that.
No. I said from here on out, they would play like a 10 seed. That if we look back in my comments.
We'll see what the Illinois fans had to say about that.
From there on out, if they didn't get Terrence Shannon back, if they were judged from the day Terrence Shannon left, I think they would have played like a 10 seed. And they were 3-2. 3-2. So you go through
They were 4-2, dude.
No, they were 3-2.
Wow. Fairleigh Dickinson, no respect.
No respect for Fairleigh Dickinson. All right. I'm coming out with a list of my top venues in college basketball. Right. It's more of a personal list, I guess. Can I run through?
Yeah, please.
Mine,
please.
And you tell me where I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, Allen Fieldhouse.
Nope. I think you're right Kansas, there.
The Fog. I mean, like you walk up to the Fog and you're just like, I get goosebumps. I just feel like it's college basketball. And I'm actually going in 2 weeks to the Houston, Kansas game. Yes. And it's going to be awesome. I mean, it might be as good as any game this year. I don't know. I just feel like it's so deafening in there.
It's so loud. It's incredibly loud. I did a game there for radio a couple years ago. It was Kansas State, the year that they shared the league. So, like, Dean Wade and Kamal Stokes and those guys. And it was my ears rang for, like, a day. I mean, we were by the band. We were kind of on, like, the sideline where it meets the baseline. And the band was right there, but it was incredible. And look, Kansas doesn't need any help with the juice anyway. But then when both teams are that good, it was awesome. I was blown away. I am totally fine with Allen Fieldhouse being your number one.
Cameron Indoor Stadium is two for me. Totally different than Kansas. You know, small. I love it. For me, the press seats are so good. They're right there. You know, and again, you have students on top of me, like literally I can't move my chair. They're completely on top of me. And I learned years ago, Rob, if you don't wear a blue jacket, if you wear white or something like that, you're going to be covered with blue paint behind you. Like it's all it's
just like
you.
Coming off the crazies, huh?
But Blake Hinton, I mean, look at it. Look at the other day, how cool that picture was. I don't know if you saw it. When he jumps on the table and every Duke fan is just getting
the finger.
It's awesome.
It is. I mean, I've never been to a game there, sadly. I've been there multiple times. I was on a visit to Duke in high school. I also saw it. I was there last year. I've been there. Yes. It is a cool place. I'd love to see it. But I have no issue with that at two. That's a good
spot. All right, my two, my three, four, and five, you're going to have plenty of experience with. And I want you to order them. I'm not going to tell you which way I ordered them, but these are three, four, and five for me in some order. Butler, Indiana, Purdue, Hinkle, Assembly Hall, Mackey. 3, 4, 5. All right. How about that?
Yep. I'm going to get there. People are going to say I'm biased. I think Purdue is three. Purdue has sold out every game. They sell out Christmas break. They sell out, and they've been doing that for a couple of years. Like, it's not just because they've been so good this year. I think Assembly Hall is four. Some of the lesser games, even in conference play, the top has not been full the last couple of years. But I played there. I was there for Purdue, Indiana last week. For big games, that place is deafening. It is insane. Purdue, I just think every game, they bring it there. The student section is really good. It's organized with the two-side thing. I just think it was funny because when I played in college, you know, the video game was popular, NCAA basketball. And if your stadium was ranked a top 25 venue, when your opponent was at the foul line, you could like hit buttons to make the screen shake while they were shooting free throws. And Purdue wasn't even in the top 25.
It was like a
well-kept secret for big games. It was like, holy shit, this place is amazing. But like when we'd play, let's say Iowa at the time, Iowa was not what they are now with Fran McCaffrey. They were definitely.
When did it change at Purdue? Do you remember?
I mean, like we played West Virginia on New Year's Day, and it was insane. West Virginia was in the top 10. And they had Deshaun Butler and that team that went to the Final Four, or like when Michigan State would come in, or Indiana. Like
but
that
now it's
was
every game.
No, every it game. Is every game now. I would think like in the last 5 or 6 years, it's become an always elite venue.
Yeah.
And then I would put, I guess, Hinkle five, but you know, Hinkle's cool. The nostalgia.
I like it. Yeah. You just get,
they filmed Hoosiers there.
Right.
I wouldn't put Hinkle would not be my number five. I disagree, but I think there's,
I have Mackey three. I have Assembly Hall four. I have Hinkle five. Is there another place that you would put in the top five?
I mean, right, the Breslin now. Center would. I think the Breslin Center is better than Hinkle. I've heard the Pit is so cool.
Yeah,
I've heard the Pit is so good. The Big 12's got some other. I mean, like I haven't been to the new Texas place or the new Baylor place, so I can't speak.
All right, speaking of Texas, we've got our top five. If you want to read the rest on the Messenger, I'll have that up tomorrow. It's actually my top 20. I went 20 deep. I want to get your thoughts before we finish the show of Rodney Terry and his comments last week after
horns down.
Yeah. The horns down. Central Florida beats them and their players all throw the horns down. And Rodney Terry,
were they doing it like to the players in the handshake line or what were they doing? Just walking off the floor
celebrating before they got in the handshake line.
Oh, yeah.
They're all doing it after they won the game. I mean, you're UCF, you just beat Texas. Like, and no, Rodney Terry was like distraught and telling them in the handshake.
Well, then I saw the video of him celebrating their win.
Yes. Over Baylor.
It's just not a good look.
Yeah,
dude.
Over Baylor.
Let the kids be excited.
Right.
If they were going up in the handshake line and like literally like horns downing it to your players' faces, fine.
They were not.
Like have some class about it, I suppose. But if they're just doing it to the crowd, man, you do horns up all the time when you guys win. It's just a bad look for him, and I really like Rodney Terry. I was around him a lot for the NCAA tournament last year. He's a good guy.
Yes,
I thought he did a good job with the team last year. I know this year has not gone nearly as well, but you're jumping up and down. When who'd they beat? They beat somebody.
Baylor.
Because it wasn't his quote after the UCF game. Like you got to act like you've been there before.
Yes.
Like, but then he's like literally jumping up and down. Yeah, it's. Not good. Not good for Rodney Terry there.
Vaulted is an app that allows you to participate in daily cash prize pools without an entry fee. It is the place that you can store your own predictions forever. And by using the Vaulted Challenge feature, you can prove you're smarter than your friends like John Fanta and your enemies like Jeff Goodman. Go download the Vaulted app. That's VLTED to challenge your friends, store your predictions, and join daily cash prize pools without an entry fee. If you look at it right there on the screen, it says that my Vaulted Challenge is that North Carolina can get to a Final Four. And I still think that's what it is. And Goodman, you already said that you're going to basically agree with me on this point.
I did not say I agree with you about anything, okay?
Well, here's the thing. I think that if you look at the way that teams are built, right, assuming that UConn gets Donovan Klingon back, I mean, I think that if you look at UConn and you look at UNC, those are two of what, the top three teams, four teams right now. I think UNC belongs to be in that conversation with the likes of UConn, with the likes of Purdue, with the likes of whoever you want to put up there, right? As the biggest threat to go out and win a national title. Like, it's wild to me that we're at this point. I don't think I would have thought that even 3 weeks ago. It's incredible what this team has done over the course of the last like month to be able to improve.
Give me an example of the most disrespectful way somebody acted when they beat Purdue, when you were on Purdue. Was there something that a team did when you played or a player did that you were like, that's just bullshit?
Not that I can recall. You know, everybody in the Big Ten, like, everybody knew each other kind of from playing AU, I feel like. So it was never that bad. I watched a teammate of mine stomp on the state of Indiana at Assembly Hall, and the place went berserk after we beat them there.
Who did that?
They'll remain in. They're still in witness protection, I think, over this.
Oh, so like it never got out there publicly that they did it.
I don't think it was on like the TV copy, but the crowd definitely saw it. I mean,
did they boo him the whole next time?
Oh, and then he walked off out of the stadium, having choice words for the students that were right by the tunnel. Yeah, he did that. I don't remember anybody really ever doing anything crazy after we lost, honestly.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, I know you got plenty to do. We covered a bunch here. Big Z is back. Big Z. Can't wait to see him tomorrow night. Seriously, can't wait. I've never been more excited.
Big drive.
Yeah.
What, are you seeing Michael Jordan play? You've never been more excited.
Honestly, did Michael Jordan ever do what Big Z did?
In his opener? I don't know. Dean Smith, they say, did hold him back. So maybe that wasn't allowed. He was capable, but not allowed to do it.
I'll have a full report next week on Big Z. What do you got this week?
Full breakdown.
What do you got this week?
Purdue, Michigan.
Yeah.
I've got Northwestern, Illinois. Yeah. And I've got Indiana, Illinois, which is a massive game for the Hoosiers.
Give me your 3-minute diatribe on the Hoosiers right now, because you know I'm biased, so I got to be careful what I say about Indiana. You're biased too. Listen, if I'm biased, you're biased.
Okay, that's fair. I don't recognize their program. You know, like I grew up in the state of Indiana, and I understand what they were when I was a kid, and some of the cheap shots have got to stop. Like these games have so many cameras filming everything. You know, I think the players forget. They feel like they're playing at the, you know, like the local AAU tournament. And they can basketball justice is not a thing anymore. You get caught, you know. And look, is Max Klesmit kind of instigating him by rubbing? But how many players just kind of shoved a guy off and been like, man, stop. You don't bow him in the face. Like that was so outlandish, especially after the Xavier Johnson ejection and the Xavier Johnson. So they have three flagrant fouls, one of them or two of them ejections in the last four games.
Let me give you a stat. Indiana right now in the net, there's only one team that they are in front of right now in the Big Ten. And that's
Penn State, right? Yeah,
like think about that. They're behind.
No, I know. I mean, they have no good wins. I just struggle. I don't know what their identity is. Like, I know when I watch Michigan State that Tom Izzo is preaching rebound and run. I know when I'm watching Purdue, they are throwing the ball inside and they're going to run a bunch of sets. I know when I'm watching Northwestern that they are going to post trap. They're going to run good stuff with their five out. Like, I know what those teams – and with Indiana, I don't always know. It didn't help that Khalil Ware was not available with an ankle injury.
Yeah.
at Wisconsin, but man, they have to win Saturday. If they want to have any serious discussions or talks about making the NCAA tournament, they have to win at Illinois, because the Quad One opportunities just aren't
right.
They're not there.
There's
in the Big
three
Ten.
Teams. There's outside only three of Purdue, teams in
Illinois,
the
and Wisconsin.
And
those are the only
two of them already.
Now they still play Purdue. I don't know if they play Wisconsin twice.
I think they did. I think they get them one more time.
They might. But still, I just, man, I don't know. And I can't fathom that they are such a bad three-point shooting team. I can't believe it, because I know, you know, everybody talks about Indiana. You know, you look at a barn, there's a hoop on it. Everybody can shoot. All these high school kids can shoot, and they can't shoot. And their percentage is not horrible, but their volume is like zero. They just don't shoot very many.
How did you – the last game you did was in Bloomington, right?
I did the Wisconsin game.
Oh, you did. Okay, so you haven't been there. And you'll see him in Champaign. You won't see him in Bloomington again here short term. But, you know, you wonder what the fan base right now.
They booed him at halftime of the Purdue game. Really? I don't know. It's a really strange team. They're talented. Khalil Ware's talented. Malik Renew has had a great year.
And Mbako's talented.
No doubt. And he's come along. But it's like their guard play. I think Trey Galloway is being asked to do something that's just not fair to him.
He's a good
bench. No, I think like last year was the perfect role for him.
Yes.
He guards, he gets open shots.
Yeah.
Now with Xavier Johnson has got to play better.
Yep.
They're not going to be good if he is what he's
been. And they put all their eggs in that basket. That's the problem. They put all
their and like Gabe Cupps does some good things, but they're asking too much of him too.
Exactly.
Their guards just have not been.
Nope.
And they make a lot of mistakes on defense. I mean, they were post trapping at Wisconsin and just not rotating to guys, you know, just very
even
basic
wild
stuff.
Wild.
Yeah. Just not doing what they're supposed to do.
All right, big week for you. You only have, I'm gonna make you feel better, I believe 11 more weeks until golf season starts, Rob.
Yes, let's go.
11 more from today, and I think 11 weeks from tomorrow, my guess is you'll be out in the course.
I'm gonna probably, you know, last year I played at the Final Four. I played Tiger Woods course down in Houston.
Phoenix.
So there's some good ones in Phoenix.
Away.
So
yeah, you'll slip.
I might try to slip away from some Field of 68 responsibilities that I'm going to get shoved on me.
You've got plenty. You've got plenty. That new contract stipulates that you will do a lot while you're in
Phoenix. I'll play you in pickleball, though. I want that.
We're going to play pickleball.
I know.
I need a good partner, though. I don't think I can handle singles pickleball.
No, I think we need to be pitted against each other. I don't want to be
obviously. Listen, I'm not playing with you as a partner. There's
we
zero
would be, it would be a toxic atmosphere with you as my teammate, I think.
we'd be the worst team.
Here's what would happen. You would hit some terrible shot that's like really high. And then our opponents would like slam it at my feet.
Yes.
And you'd be like, "Why didn't you get that?" And it would totally be your fault. I already know. I know that's how it would go.
All right. Listen, thanks for joining us, Goodman and Hummel Pod. Rob, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Goodman and Hummel Podcast, and we got Robbie Hummel.
I'd known you since you were a kid.
I could blow my knee out, both knees, and still kick your ass.
We're trying to find the Robbie Hummel statue.
I wanted to kill you.